in here.
It's about roots. And the deeper they run, the farther they'll take you. Whether it's food, drink, agriculture, or, hey, even music, these are roots which sustain a culture. I'm Melissa Corbin of Corbin and the Dell, a travel show for those who give a damn. Follow me as I travel in search of folks who make their corner of this big old world of ours so unique.
I happen to love this song. So the new record, like George said, is called Fuck With Sad Girls. And this is the title track right here. What? One more time? Fuck With Sad Girls.
In last week's episode, I visited with Corey Chisel about Mile of Music and his newest venture, The Refuge. This weekend will be the 5th Mile of Music Festival in Appleton, Wisconsin. If you can, I highly recommend heading on up there. I got to cop a squat under a beautiful shade tree at The Refuge last summer during Mile 4 with Bonnie Whitmore. One thing's for sure about this lady. She's one country music artist who ain't gonna lay down for anybody, and she's on a mission to get us all to talking about what really matters. Now, if you're offended by one of the most versatile words in the English language, beginning with the letter F and ending with uck, this particular show may just be the cure-all. Her current album, Fuck With Sad Girls, explores why little girls are taught to smile, whereas little boys are taught to conquer the world. More on that in a minute. But first, we talk about the chances she took by including this tiny little four-letter word in her album's title.
To anyone who's been asked to tell or asked to smile when they didn't want to. You'd be somewhat pretty if you just smile.
Really?
That's what makes me pretty. Let's have a little conversation, you and me, baby. Come on.
Your mama being hesitant for you to name it this?
Both my parents, they're like, you really want to do this? And I'm like, I think it's important.
Yeah, and I do too, and I think it will attract a whole lot of people to it. But how do you get around it as far as FCC stuff on the radio and that kind of thing? And or do you even care about it?
No, I do care about it. I'm being slightly like punk rock about it, and in that sense of like, whatever. Like, I mean, I've paid for radio promotions and all that kind of stuff before, and they never paid any attention to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why should this make any difference?
Right.
And it may make a difference, but who's to say? I have the radio stations that are friends of mine. I've made a point of like, we made a clean version. I hate it.
That's what you said was going to happen, didn't you? Yeah. You don't want it.
It doesn't have, like, the friends that I've listened to the clean version had a really, like, adverse effect to it. Like, my ladies specifically. And that was, like, kind of an unfortunate side effect. But the guy who was, like, producing the record, he and I had a long talk about it, and we didn't want to just replace the word. I wanted people to know that that was the word regardless. And mm-hmm. so we didn't do, and he couldn't just bleep it.
Yeah.
So he did it with car horns, which made it a little bit more comedic, but it was,
but that's
also
not what
sort
you
of,
want it to sound like.
No, that is not. I want people
You're
to know.
You're serious about it.
I am very serious about it. And what we also did, so, the cover artwork is that.
I like that.
So you can almost say fook with sad girls if you want to. So
I like that.
Vanessa Jean Speckman, I asked her specifically for this project. She does these really amazing, like, folk
art.
Did
I spell that right?
Yes.
Okay.
She is with I can't say his name right, from Two Cow Garage.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm, no, not at all. That world I'm not very knowledgeable
no
of.
She's just an amazing, like, folk artist, and so she has these t-shirts that say, like, sad songs make me feel better, or mm-hmm. I Fuck to All Your Songs is another one. Or, you know, Stay Soft, Stay Stay Fierce, Stay Soft, or something of that sort. She also did the like the lettering, block lettering on Moreland's last record, the High on Tulsa Heat.
Okay.
So I met her, and I was like, oh my God, you're a special little unicorn. I need you to be part of this project. So she did that.
She did your cover.
She did the blocking, the lettering of it.
Okay.
She, like, basically, it's an art piece in itself. So if anybody says whatever, and I'm like, no, it was hand done,
right?
Created. That's what. So that was my other way of kind of trying to get around the usage. So that was a really specific thing that I did. Thinking about it, but I hate having censorship on words. I mean, there are words that maybe you shouldn't use ever, but that word, especially the word fuck, is just one of the best words. I mean, you can use it for any emotional, like, impact that you're having. And what has been really fascinating to me is that people that are usually really offended by that word, and getting a whole entire room of people to sit there and saying, no one really wants to fuck with sad girls. Like, it is the best thing in the world.
To watch their expression?
Just to watch them get into it and realize they're like, oh, I'm in on the joke. It's like they see the title and they go, oh, wait. You hear the song and then it totally, you're like, oh no, okay. This is important. I get it. You know, when you have that sort of step into it, it makes it a little bit more, there's a reason behind it. If you don't want to hear the reason, that's okay. But the whole reason why this record to me is like starting a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You're offended? Okay. What's up? What are you feeling? Why is this offending you? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. That's like the whole thing, is to purposely do a shocking thing, like saying the word fuck, just to be like, if anybody goes, oh, recoil, I'm like, okay, that's okay. What would make it better? How would you do it? Let's have a conversation. You know, that's what I want to do. I want people to understand the perspective. I want them to empathize, not just...
Empathize with what?
Well, the song, the sentiment of the song, to me, was... We were talking about taboos, you know, and I was actually trying to get, like, a lot of guys to write the song with me, and they wouldn't do it. And it was actually originally supposed to be Fuck a Sad Girl. And I wanted to change it with, because that was actually in the song, and also because it just sounds more playful and not so, like, harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's a lot of pressure on women all the time with, it just seems to be societal norms. They're like, smile. You should smile. Right. You're so much prettier if you'd smile.
Put on a little makeup.
No one wants a sad girl. No one wants a fat girl. No one wants all these things. These are things that you aren't supposed to be if you want to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how does it have anything to do with my music?
Mm-hmm.
How does it have anything to do with my ability to entertain or perform? Like, and men have this too. I don't want to say it's one-sided, but it's definitely like, I feel very comfortable being a woman, and I'm in this industry, and I am tired of double standards that just don't make sense for anybody. And it doesn't make sense because everybody who's making the rules, essentially, there are no rules anymore. The industry has imploded on itself. Like, there is, like, no real set diagram that makes sense. And in fact, when they started implementing the diagram is when music started dying. You know, video killed the radio star. It was all about that. It was not about the substance,
right?
You know, and the development of the musician or the music in general.
What do you say to the I don't want to rag on one person or the other, but what do you say to the female musicians that, quote, fit the dress?
Well, let me put it a different way. I also work with an artist by the name of Sunny Sweeney, and she's been, you know, on the Grand Ole Opry. She's performed it like 45 times. She was in the grind of it. And that same thing where people are whispering in her ear, telling her that she needs to lose weight, that she doesn't look enough like this, that she needs to be blonde. She's got this one song called Backhanded Compliment that just makes me so happy. Because it's like, never ask a woman when she's due. No, you don't ask
a
woman
you
that.
Don't. You're yeah, right. Like, I've been asked that before. Like, never been pregnant.
Don't tell me that I look like my mother. Like, she's older than me. That's not a nice compliment. Like, intentions are good.
Yeah.
The words that they're choosing, and that's a match. Like,
it's kind of that uncomfortable silence.
Right. It's just like, I'm choosing not to have, like, a negative reaction, but it's really hard for me to, like, not automatically be defensive. Like, yeah. It's a sad situation that is an occurrence. And I know that happens. I had going out on the road with Aaron was one of those things that we were talking about, a lot of that type of stuff. And it's like, here's my ultimate dream is to start Lilith Fair again, but not have it be Lilith Fair.
Yes.
I wanted to call it Allies.
All right. Girl, I'd get behind that in a heartbeat.
So it's like the opposite of all festivals, where it would be like 90% women performers and then a few like male performers that mm-hmm. we know are like, they love women, and not just because they love the ladies. They mm-hmm. actually genuinely, wholeheartedly care about what they're doing and think that their contribution is equal to anything that they are doing.
Yeah, and you know, I saw that a lot at the festival. Mm-hmm. I didn't, and in some festivals it's a little bit different than this one, but there's definitely that camaraderie. I can't even say this word.
Camaraderie.
It's
that word.
Early in the morning.
The fact that I can get it out is pretty entertaining. Like, that never happens to me.
And you've not even vocalized yet today. Yeah, right? Exactly. But there's definitely that camaraderie between you all at this festival. In fact, the way we met mm-hmm. Levi the other day was at your show.
Yeah.
And there was a drunk dude and his little posse sat mm-hmm. beside us. Well, he wasn't sitting. He was standing beside us at the bar. And, I mean, he was just making a butt of himself.
Yeah.
And finally, Levi was like, dude, enough.
Yeah.
Because you were singing. And, of course, we chatted him up and mm-hmm. Come to love him as much as his music. And, anyway, he gave you huge praise. And during your set, I'm like, yeah, we've been listening to Bonnie since the days of the White Owls. And at any rate, you wouldn't necessarily get that at other shows.
Yeah.
You know, so it was almost like he was taken up for his sister or something like that.
It's a good thing. Like, I feel really good, and I feel like the music, there is a community, and that has been lacking. And I think mm-hmm. because the industry doesn't really like a community-based, where, you know, they're looking out for the bottom line. They're not actually looking out for each other. And when you have, like, people that you know that you can not just, like, say, I really enjoy your music, but I really love you as a person. I think you're a beautiful human being. Mm-hmm. And to have that respect for each other is just a wonderful thing to have.
Sing along too, so I'm not just asking you to listen to it, I'm asking you to openly participate with the F words. You guys avoided that one. Anyway, so if you guys want to sing along, all you gotta remember is this part right here. No one really wants to fuck with sad girls. Get a drink, and by the time we need you, we'll call for you. You can handle it? Is that okay? I'll hug you. If you need a hug, I'll give you a hug. It's all good.
The Cinderella song on the new record.
Which I love, by the way.
Yes.
That's one of my favorites.
Well, it started, like, some of the lines that I took, I wrote. This was a challenge that I did for myself. I was trying to write a catchy, upbeat rape song. Which, of course, doesn't go very far, you know. And it makes so, like, I planned it out, I think, twice. Poor John D. Graham. John D. would always, like, have these songwriter nights on Sundays or whatever, and he invited me to do it. And I would always be like, I have a new song. He's like, do it. And I was like, okay, well, let's see how this goes. It's the only time when he's like, I have nothing to say. I'm going to play another song.
Then did he talk afterwards?
No, it was like, I don't want to go back to that, like, 4 minutes segment. I'm not doing it. Just won't.
What was the crowd like that night when you sang the song?
I don't remember, oddly enough. Like, everybody was fine, but it was definitely, like, because it was, you know, it was right around that time where, do you remember the guy who made some, like, it's, you can't get pregnant if you're... If it's an actual rape, your body won't allow you to get pregnant. Whatever that guy did, the legitimate rape thing. Yeah, that was one of those. Did you see there was a video of like a whole bunch of like old ladies, like Betty White style, like singing instead of Zippity Doo Dah, it was like legitimate rape is.
No, but I'm gonna look for it.
And you can't find it because they did it to Zippity Doo Dah and Disney pulled it. But you can find the actual words written out, so you can sing along to Zippity Doo Dah and know that's what it was meant to be. It was the best thing, but I heard that and I was like, oh my God, you can do it. And so here I am trying to write this song, and it was called She's the Kind of Girl You Said Asked For It. So it was like the punk rock. She's the kind of girl you said ask for it, whatever, you know. But like, you know, I was having conversations with other people, and like, I won't say who it was, but there was a she was talking about her childhood and how like she had like a quote uncle so and so who would give her, he would molest her and then give her a quarter and say that she was a prostitute because she took money.
And so he kept her down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's that, not just like the physicality of it, but like the mental like anguish that ends up occurring from those situations. And I am not one that's ever had that type of thing happen to me. I have also never had an abortion, but I'm also a huge advocate for like women who are abused in that way, or more so like my pledge campaign. I specifically did it so that Planned Parenthood would get some of my funding, which is another hot button topic. I had people being like, I don't know if I want to pledge to this because of it. I wanted to put together a show and have Planned Parenthood set up a table, and like one person was like, I don't know if I can do this, because it is a
one
stamp.
Person in the lineup.
Yeah. And so it was like, that's totally fine. Like, I'm not here to force people to like something or approve of something. It's obviously it's not, since it's been under so it's like scrutiny and the whole thing. It's just I'm an advocate for that, and I feel like I'm unique in the sense because I'm not one that's, I empathize. I'm empathizing with all of those things. I'm not necessarily experiencing it myself. Mm-hmm. I'm just willing to say, you know, I'm not married. I don't have children. I can say something. I can speak up. I can speak out and not be afraid to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing about music is you have to decide, and you can be both. You can be an artist and you can be an entertainer, but... For me, I feel like I have the ability to have people talk. Let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
Not argue. I'm not going to beat my point into your head. I simply want people to talk.
Mm-hmm.
We all do this thing now with Facebook where we get to have all of our political and religious feelings out there for everybody to do. And what did we used to not do? We never talked about those things. Doesn't mean that you can't talk about it. I can talk about anything, literally. You want to talk about your, like, bowel movements? Dude, I'm your gal. Like,
I'm sorry, I'm also a high fiver.
That's good for me. But I'm not afraid to talk about anything.
Right.
And I think, I know that a lot of people are afraid to talk about things, and that's okay. That's fine. I'm not going to force anybody. I just want people to be... I want them to know that if they want to talk to me, I'm always available. I'm always open, and I'm always willing to listen, regardless. And that's, I think, really an important thing to say nowadays, because people are like... They get to push their shit out there, essentially, and in this ambiguity way of Facebook, where you don't have to see the reaction on anybody's face. You don't have to empathize. You get to say whatever it is that you want to say. You don't have to take it back. You can just lob whatever type of hurtful things into the world and feel like you have no consequences from it. And that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality of it is, no matter what the situation, I was staying in a house with, like, had NRA flags waving, and, like, you know, you knew they were proud Trump supporters and were all of these things, but, like, when you're sitting down and they're inviting you to have breakfast with you and it invited you in their home and you're just having a conversation, they're real people.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful, lovely, and wonderful, like, that... Knowing what they feel on their personal views is one thing. And yeah, we can have an argument about it if you want to, but that doesn't bring us together.
Mm-hmm. No one really wants to fuck with sad girl.
You have to fulfill yourself before you can really give. Mm-hmm. But you have to be willing to give when you are fulfilled. And so it's a secular thing. You need to love yourself in order to love anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people think that they're loving themselves and they're just choosing to try to love what they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they focus on. It's like perfection in itself is one of those words that I hate too.
Perfection.
It's perfect. Nothing's perfect.
It's just one more.
When we talk about sexuality,
mm-hmm.
as a whole, people need to open up about that because there are so many different identifiers. Like, I identify as a woman. Mm-hmm. I am a woman physically.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the what it is that I enjoy sexually.
Mm-hmm.
And is it male or female? Who knows? Is it a man who's dressed as a woman? Is it a woman who's dressed as a man or identifies as a man? Are there different things that you like in one thing and not in the other? It is not just A or B, black or white. There's mm-hmm. many different like aspects into it. And when you're willing to be open, it's like if you're a dude who identifies as a woman but likes women, cool. Like, let's just have an open conversation about all of that. That's things that make people uncomfortable doesn't mean that it should be shied away from or should be not explored or talked about. Just because it's not something that's familiar to you or not something that scares you or
mm-hmm.
identify what it is that's happening. Like, if you're having this reaction to it, go stop for a second and be like, why am I having this reaction?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this hurting me? Why is this affecting me in a way that isn't making me want to love this person?
Mm-hmm.
That's really the nutshell of what I'm always wanting to get at with people. It's like, I understand that you're angry, but let's get past the anger. What is making you angry? Mm-hmm. Why are you angry? And what do you want to do to make it better?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be angry? Like, just let's get to the root of things.
You said it, Bonnie. When we get to the root of things, real change can happen, y'all. While the music on today's show was recorded live at the CU Saloon, smack dab in the middle of that infamous one-mile stretch at Mile of Music. If you'd like to hear more from Fuck With Sad Girls, head on over to Bonnie's iTunes account and support a musician who really does give a damn. You just never know where I'll turn up. Find me on Instagram at Mel Corbin and Twitter at MD Corbin, where I like showing off folks who aren't cutting corners. But don't forget to check out my blog section over at CorbinInTheDale.com, where my office has four wheels and my kitchen is more like a science experiment. I'm Melissa Corbin, and until next time, may your roots run deep, travel far, and offer memories to last a lifetime.
Fuck with sex.